In this very powerful session, you will merge with your inner source, your inner womb, and come home, so to speak. You're going to merge with the part of yourself that gave birth and witnessed the birth of these and many more creations. All of them, the part that witnessed the birth of your universe. This is the same part that is nurturing moment after moment each instance of life, the source that can never rest nor sleep, for it would mean interrupting creation, the source of the many facets and operations of the One, the Great Mother, manifested within the core of our Earth. By this act of merging with the Mother of Creation, you will then have access to tremendous power. You will have access to the highest form of wisdom available. You will feel worthy again. You will feel whole again, perfected in every way. Listen to my voice, as it is only trying to guide you to the true origin of yourself, bypassing all the illusory veils in between, bypassing your ego. Take a comfortable position, either in your dwelling, or much more preferably in the outdoors, next to a great old tree, where you can have direct physical contact with its energy, preferably by touching its trunk. Prepare yourself for a powerful meditation and a cleansing experience. You might lie down or sit down. Please close your eyes. Take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then let it out. Relaxing totally your physical being all the way, all the way. Then take another deep breath. Hold it again and let it go. Relaxing your mental being all the way. Now take another deep breath. Hold it for a while and let it out. Relaxing your emotional and spiritual beings completely so. Now go all the way within, more within than you have ever gone before. Now go all the way within, more within than you have ever gone before. Mental level alpha. You command your brain to be in the alpha mode. You are extremely relaxed, getting deeper and deeper within yourself. You command your brain to be in the alpha mode. You are extremely relaxed, getting deeper and deeper within yourself. Mental level theta. You command your brain to enter the theta mode automatically. You are even much deeper than before, much quieter. Every single nerve, cell, and muscle is totally quiet. Your mind is quiet. You are in pure peace. Mental level delta. You command your brain to enter with full awareness, the deep delta mode. Your body is fully asleep, but your mind is high and aware. Mental level delta. You command your brain to enter with full awareness, the deep delta mode. Your body is fully asleep, but your mind is high and aware. You are in pure peace and pleasure, pure peace and pleasure. You feel your inner flame, your inner light, strongly so, strongly so. Listen to me well. In the following exercise, we are going to connect and merge with the incredible, powerful, divine energy of nature. Nature is the realm of divine creativity, manifested constantly and created by the great force and supreme intelligence, moment after moment, all around us, online. It takes great effort and incredible intelligence to project each second of our coordinated realities. It is only because we created the ridiculously stupid and arrogant notion that all creation operates on automatic mode without higher supervision that the sacred has been relegated to the realm of churches, temples, and mosques. The real temple is within you, not outside of you. Nature allows us to bypass the ego level and connect directly to the great source within. We sadly have, mostly because of our human, urban experience and disconnection from source, lost most of the direct contact that we as mankind have had with the one great mother. Most of that contact came through the powerful vehicle of live creation, through the ever-changing manifestation of the natural world that we understood to be ruled by the great Holy Spirit. That contact has always been there as a potential to be given to anyone who really desires it. You are about to reconnect to it, reconnect to the great mother of all creations. You see, there are countless creations operating within the one. They all have a unique universal mind dedicated to a specific creation, a local creator, if you will, which we call the universal mind of a single creation. Mother Nature, nevertheless, because of her very high vibrations and possibility of interconnecting the whole within all of its infinite details, connects to all of the creations as one. Its wisdom and intricate balancing and creative abilities are far beyond our limited understanding. Its loving energy is infinite. Integrity is to be found there. Courage, discernment, responsibility, and integration. We have greatly disrespected the Great Mother and violated her trust and creation, violated the womb of creation, repeatedly so. Mostly in the name of greed and what we think of as progress. The extreme pollution of our environment is only a reflection of the polluted thoughts and minds of men within. The cancers in our environment are also a reflection of the cancers within. And the cancers within are but a manifestation of the cancers without. Eradicating our inner cancers would only happen when we show that we stop behaving in a ravenous, gluttonous, egocentric and egoistic behavior. And when we stop neglecting the eco-balance and threatening the survival of the total living organism of which we are only a part, our earth. We are killing the mother, violating her womb, raping her repeatedly. Each time she is violated, that act is so destructive that the birth process might eventually have to stop if there is continuous violation. The sons are violating the Great Mother through their lust for violence, greed, and wanton killing. They are destroying the soul of the One, the Mother of it all, the wife of the original Father, the original energy that gave birth to the sons. The violations must be stopped. If this is to continue, she might become barren and unable to bear more life. The complex and invisible to us life energy grid of the earth, which carries the core vibratory hum and sounds of light, which manifest our holographic reality, is being destroyed by our irresponsible behavior. Mankind is really violating itself. It is committing violence against itself by its uncaring, greedy behavior. We have become the cancers of the earth. We have formed groupings of competing economical interest that behave in tumor-like fashion, sapping irresponsibly all of Earth's resources and destroying total regions and species of it. These tumors have started a process of metastasis by spreading everywhere and overtaking irresponsibly all they can conquer. Unlike the human terror cells that are forming human tumors and are terrorizing us and spreading all over the planet, our greed has created corporate tumors and interest groups bound arrogantly on financial and or political power and control that are terrorizing the Great Mother, our common life source. What within, so without. Our dying and ignored planet is only a reflection of our dying and disconnected soul within. The enemy is not without, it is within. It is within our thinking processes. Fighting external demons is a waste of our energies. It is the demons within that have to be addressed. It is time to reconnect to the divine source, both within its manifestations in the natural world and within the depth of our inner selves. Take a plant, or a tree, any tree, and watch how much better it grows when we give it love and attention. In the same manner, and in a grander scale, the Divine Source is begging for the attention and love of her children. Our love is the energy that will give her the force to fight again in order to regain her former beauty and bountiful, unconditional giving self. It is high time to show her profound love, a respect, and a desire to heal her and be healed again in return. Her fruits and gifts can be boundless if we do so. Her love is infinite if we rekindle our love for her within ourselves. The experience of connecting back to our common origin, Mother Nature, the Holy Spirit, can be a highly emotional and transforming one. Let all the emotions you feel during this meditation be expressed. If you feel like smiling, smile. If you feel like crying, then cry. Do not hold back as you are becoming whole again. Becoming whole with the old buried memory and reality of this very ancient source of divine love that you feel now again within yourself. You can do this exercise from your dwelling. Nevertheless, it is best accomplished in a natural setting, in front of an old and large tree. Trees are old symbols of creational wisdom. They are natural healers and protectors. They are here to clean the environment and ourselves, to provide the energy of life in the form of oxygen, and to be permanent witnesses to our actions. They shade and love us. They love and suffer in silence and have great patience. Like us, they strive to grow higher, wiser, and always direct their branches and foliage toward the light. They are used in most mystical writings for that reason. They symbolize creation. All trees literally carry much higher vibrations, more wisdom and connection to the source, because they have been with us for so long. They are direct links to the whole of Mother Nature and its great healing energy and wisdom. If you can stand in front of a big oak tree, you may want to touch it in order to feel and connect better with its energy. For now, if you were to do this exercise in a room, imagine a big old tree in front of you. It might be a tree you are or not closely familiar with. Please imagine that you are connecting from your second body with the energy of that tree. Connect to the energy of the tree. Connect to the force and wisdom of the tree. Connect to the force and wisdom of the tree. The higher self of that tree. At the count of three, it will be so. 1, 2, 3. You are deeply connected with the higher self of that tree. Its wisdom, energy, and vibration. You are slowly merging into that vibration. That vibration is purifying and energizing all of you. It is changing you forever, bringing you now straight into the realm of the divine. It is changing you forever. You are slowly merging into that vibration. Merging, merging. You can mentally ask the higher self of that tree any question that your mind fancies. You'll be surprised at the quality of the answer you get in return. You'll find different trees having different knowledge and even personalities. Trees are great transducers and communicators of energy and information. They transform negative energy into positive healing one. Carbon dioxide into pure oxygen. Spiritual energy into the energy of life. Are cutting off most old ancient trees, and aggressive logging has been literally sapping our great sources of energy away from this creation and lowered our vibrations and abilities to stay connected to the source of wisdom. and is weakening and endangering our beautiful Earth and all of her children, who include ourselves as humankind. At the count of three, you find yourself merged with the vibration of the higher self of that tree from your second body. One, two, three. Feel how this vibration is peacefully strong and unconditionally loving. Feel with inner wisdom and patience. You're merging with and becoming that very vibration. Let it flow into your whole being. Enjoy its high vibration of peaceful and quiet strength and its high energy. This energy is renewing yourself, healing yourself, rejuvenating all of your cells. Drink it. Be it. You are it now and have now forever access to it. Permanently so. All you need to do is call upon it. Its force and energy is infinite. Its wisdom and intelligence unfathomable. Rejoice, for you are rejoining your womb, remembering your source. In reality, this great divine energy is the small little voice within yourself that longs to reconnect to you as you allow her to share her guidance and wisdom. When and if you quiet down your own thoughts and vibrate with love toward it, this exercise will accelerate this process by allowing you, through the vibration of a tree, to rejoin faster this inner divine source who you carry within. The separation of man from its divine female energy, manifested online within the realm of nature, has been the greatest tragedy that has besieged mankind. Far worse than wars, as we have unkindly rejected the divine gifts of creation that we have been handed. We were and are meant to be nature's steward in order to preserve, nurture it, and benefit then from its boundless energy and beauty. You are the higher self of the tree. And that higher self is you. You and nature form a unity, always did and will. The higher self of nature and the Holy Spirit within you are one and the same. Loving nature is loving the Holy Spirit within that projects creation for your enjoyment as individuations of the One. Uniting with nature is the way to unite with the Holy Spirit within. You understand all this now, at this very deep level of mind and connection. This awareness becomes an integral part of you, and you now desire to focus much of your energy in healing this rift between man and nature, between man and the Divine One. This has become one of your greatest life priorities, for it involves the healing of all our planet, the reconnection with the source of unconditional love and limitless energy, the source of all life itself. I am going to pause for 2 minutes as you deeply connect and unite in an act of love with the higher self of nature, who is your inner source. here, I want you to imagine yourself floating in space, right above the Earth. At the count of three, I want you to imagine yourself floating in space right above the Earth. One, two, three. You are now in space, flying around the beautiful blue-green planet which we inhabit. You have become a gigantic being, and are encompassing all of space around the Earth. This world is your world. It is you. You look at this planet of yours, your home. You swirl around it with a global awareness of its unity and how precious the Earth is. Take your love and care and expand it as you are going around the world, especially over cancerous areas that you see around our world. Expand that love greatly. This is the same love that the One has for you and the world. You feel strongly the same type of love and desire to protect the world as your world, for you know that it is yourself. Both the mother and the children are one. You project peace within and without, and healing of the past at all levels. You connect deeply within the Earth all the way to its core. You are aware of its beat. This is the pulsating heartbeat of the Earth. You home in your attention to that very core. It is made of a rotating field of light, rotating at roughly one time per second. This rotating beacon is made up half of particles of vibratory white light, half of particles of vibratory shining blackness mixed together. You feel great love directed at the core of the Earth. You want to unite with it. You want in that process to unite with the universe. It is almost like a sexual act. And in that sexual act, you will be giving birth to your new divine child self. You will be cleansed and reborn in the unity and light of the One. Not only has the uterus of Mother Nature been repeatedly violated, but every living woman on Earth carries within the memory of her DNA the scars of all the violations that have occurred to its female ancestry. Hence the emotional traumas and irrational resentment and fear of men that many of them experience and express, sometimes aggressively. This schism between the two only complementary facets of creation is extremely serious, for this is the ultimate and final separation in creation. And this must be urgently healed and the original purity regained within the oneness of the One at all levels. So kindly do the following exercise. At the count of three, you feel a pure and vibrant life, golden energy, originating from the One and flowing down from the top of your head down into your body. All of it. One, two, three. Feel this great golden light coming from the One, entering the top of your head and feeling every single part of it. If you are a woman, please feel that this golden energy concentrates especially in the area of your uterus, healing all past scars, healing all past memories, purifying it and giving it back its purity and tremendous creative potential. When this golden light gets to the area of your uterus, it gets so bright that the core is brilliant white, vibrating extremely high. you feel love, warmth, and a soothing motherly feeling originating from this level toward the many manifestations of the One. Your uterus area is filled now with white light encapsulated in gold. If individual memories pop up that disturb you, just flood them with this white light, and they then lose their energetic grip upon yourself. You just let them go, forever so, healed and removed from you. All perceived dark areas within are healed with this pure light originating from the One. If you are a man, you feel this golden energy concentrating at the base of and the behind side of your penis, above your testicles. Keep feeling that energy there as it heals and purifies your being. It is so bright there that it is brilliant white, surrounded by golden energy. Keep that energy in, keep increasing the energy. Feel that your body is gigantic, floating in space, facing and swirling around the earth. You are re-establishing your power. You are having the experience of being healed, purified, and reborn. Your child self is being reborn, and your breath is an accepting breath. You are gaining power with each breath. You are gaining power with each breath. You are a new person, taking on a new breath, a new spirit. At the count of three, you feel that your umbilical cord to the old pattern of thinking, the old matrix, is cut. At the count of three, you feel that your umbilical cord to the old pattern of thinking, the old matrix, is cut. 1, 2, 3. Your umbilical cord to the old matrix of restrictions and fear has been cut. You are reborn. You are free. You have now divine breath. With each breath, you feel that you are a body of white light, a divine sun getting larger and larger. With every breath, you feel stronger and stronger, bigger, and more aware that the violated self has left you, slipped away from you, and lost its grip and control over your divine self. You feel this tremendous sense of freedom. You are out of the matrix. You are out of the matrix. The umbilical cord is cut. You are free to fly. Because you are so light, you are free to fly. Because you are so light, you have this feeling of unconditionally loving the totality of yourself. You feel complete, perfected, at peace, and you hug the higher part of yourself, your higher self. Your life is smooth and easy. You know internally that you are taken care of. You feel safe, secure, and limitless. You enjoy life to the fullest, moment after moment, experiencing each moment to its greatest potential, in joy, in peace, in harmony. It is so and remains so forever. You feel a warm feeling of love and healing in your heart, very much alike the love you have felt if you had that experience when your child was born. The intensity of love you felt towards your newborn is carried over to your new reborn child self. You want to care dearly for it, respect it, and see it grow in warm love and security. You cherish and adore it. Say it, express it to yourself. Keep on saying it throughout your daily activities, expressing it in all. see your no child self safe in your heart area. Carry it within, nurture and protect it. You have been given a new heart, a new soul, a second chance. Be gentle with your new self. Accept the fact that it might stumble sometimes, but always be there to protect it with eternal love. The love of the One is within you. This love of the One is your inner core and protects you around as you go about your daily life. It is all around you at a distance of 1 to 2 arms length, all around your being. All around your being, brilliant white on the inside and vibrating liquid gold on the outside. Brilliant white on the inside and vibrating liquid gold on the outside. It is yours forever, forever so. Listen carefully now. After the healing done to yourself, we are about to effect the healing of the core of the earth, the great spirit of the mother. I want you to connect deeply and profoundly with the core of the earth, the womb and uterus of the earth. If you are a woman, you merge in totality with it. If you are a male, you will be uniting with it in an act similar to sexual unification. 1, 2, 3. Feel deeply connected with the core of the earth, the womb of creation. Deeply merge with it. You feel strongly attracted by its beauty, its vibration of love and unity. See the pulse of the core of the earth as a flashing, rotating light, rotating around once every second. Each time that light flashes, you feel a sexual stimuli to your inner sexual centers, like an electrical discharge. This is the One's life force given to you, the power of the One within you. The love of the One within you, the power of unity, of unification, the power of the ultimate unification of the self with the higher self, the ultimate orgasm, the ultimate power, the power to create, to procreate the future, to love eternally, to be reborn in joy, in forgiveness and in peace. Watch and feel that pulse from the core and feel your desire to unite with it increasing. Feel the love radiating from it, the love of the One. If you are a woman, you feel the love of the male facet of the One calling upon you from the core of the earth, and you want to merge with it. If you are a man, you feel the feminine facet calling you. You feel her love for you and want to unite with her and express your deep love to her. Each and every time the flash of light and energy comes to your awareness, your inner energy gets stronger and you feel more stimulated. You feel more loved. You feel more vibrations. Your light becomes more vibrant, more brilliant, erasing all scars and fears. You are in great joy and intense pleasure. Being connected to the One makes you so confident, so loved, so powerful. You become intensely aware of the moment, only of the moment. Only of the moment. The light and the feeling of unity is healing all scars, physical, emotional, and spiritual. The light and the feeling of unity is healing all scars, physical, emotional, and spiritual. You are becoming aware of being the One, the unity, and this gives you tremendous pleasure, tremendous excitement and tremendous ecstasy. You are becoming aware of being the One, the unity, and this gives you tremendous pleasure, tremendous excitement and tremendous ecstasy. The light is going in and vibrating out. going in and vibrating out, in and out, and you are rejoining the oneness, the core, the one, vibrating in and vibrating out, vibrating in and vibrating out, higher and higher, to even higher plateaus of energy, love and joy. You are tasting pure pleasure, pure joy. The love you receive and express is purifying both yourself and the core. You are breathing that love energy of the One in and out, in and out. Feel divine joy and full ecstasy. Feel an orgasm of light overtaking all of your being. Feel the ultimate union. Feel this tremendous large light flooding you at the point of climax. The awareness of this huge being of light overcomes you. At one point it is so large that it embraces all of the earth. This is the ultimate point of manifesting. This is the level from which you should remote influence as the One. This is most powerful, for at that level you have the intense sexual desire of uniting with the desired, the beloved, and through the energy of this act and the visuals that you carry at that moment, the very things you think about or visually dream about become one with your reality and are being created at this very moment. Stay in the climaxing light, and I will pause for 2 minutes while you manifest any of your wants. It is the desire of the One to reveal this key to the power of manifesting your wants. At that level, you know in the inner depth of yourself that what you have dreamed and energized with the ultimate energy is yours and is done. You know beyond all knowledge that it is done, for you have climaxed in that realization. You have procreated your dream, your vision, your quest, and manifested your love for the One, as the One has manifested the One energy for you. This is, was, and would always be what the One desires for you, happiness in all your manifestations. You always see your creative goals as already having happened. You know that they have been done in the kingdom within you, to be manifested on earth. You only focus on the goal itself in general terms, fully excited at knowing it accomplished, filled with joy at finding out that what you have energized as a dream within the One has come to you. Feel how safe you feel in realizing how easy it is to remote influence reality. As you are within that light, you see yourselves as sons and daughters of the One being showered with divine light of eternal love which fills you from head to toes. This realization permeates you as you unite with the universe with great passion, feeling that you have become a being of pure light, highly vibratory light. Holding on to that image of being reborn in the original light, the original womb, from now on, you are always pervaded with that image, obsessed with it, making this your ultimate obsession. The One that you always get coming to your awareness at the most unexpected moments. You realize that by just becoming aware of this over and over again throughout your days, all of your desires are to be met, and your life and the universe healed. The unification of yourself with the earth is what heals both of you. It is in this act of accepting inner rejoining and unification that the earth is getting healed. At the count of five, you emerge filled with excitement and awe. As you open your eyes, you notice that the colors of creation are more vibrant, that the imagery around you has increased in three-dimensionality, as its vibratory rate is higher. All of your senses are then heightened and enlightened. This is a gift that the One is giving you, and with it, you can regain the original vibrancy of Earth, the original beauty of creation. You can regain the original purpose, which is to be living in joy together with the One, in unity of purpose, and profound love and respect for all the elements that the One created, creates, and will create. One, do this process of unification over and over again. Do this process of unification over and over again. Come back as often as you possibly can to this heightened perception of the One, perception of being One, leaving you with a feeling of complete peace, joy, harmony that you can then project out in order to heal all of your environment. Two, you are reconnecting to the now and here. You are starting to emerge with the ingrained perception of having been reborn, watching with great love the new divine inner child that you carry within. Three, you are totally transformed by the experience, totally secure in the knowledge of the great power to influence reality that you have acquired. You have become fully awakened and aware of being the One at the level of your source. Four, you are emerging, filled with divine energy, divine love, to be projected to others around. You are fully protected in your golden aura of energy, originating in the One. Five, open your eyes.